Good morning. Now we are moving to one of the densely populated region of the world, South Asia. As you have heard from other speakers there, out of 500,000 maternal mortality or death related to maternal pregnancy related, approximately 15% is contributed by Bangladesh. And the government of Bangladesh is trying hard to how to reduce that number of, 15,000 or 13,000 to a reasonable number. And this study, what we looked at, how that we can reach those poor women with quality reproductive health services. Okay. I have nothing to disclose. The partners of these projects are several, but I am just listing four of them. Canadian Development Agency, United Nations Population Fund, RTM International, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. A snapshot of Bangladesh, 149 million population, and as we see the urban population, 33 million, rate of increase 15. If you look at the MMR, it is still high, 300 plus, and if you say total fertility is 2.7, so some indicators we have reached significantly, high level, but in other indicators we are still below, accepted level. If you look at the reproductive health indicators, you can see is quite dismal. Still, 92% deliveries are attended by unskilled or semi-skilled attendant. Only 12% cases is doctors, but again, still depends on what kind of doctors they are telling. So the institutional facility delivery is still less than 10% or less than 15%, depending upon which one you take. And again, if you see that half of the, two-thirds of the women don't want any more children, and there is no difference between poor and rich, so there is a uniformity that they don't want children more than, 2 or 2.5. The average, desired family size is still 2.5. If you look at the ANC, PNC, or delivery-related care, there is still regional variation in the country. Country is a small 56,000 square mile. But again, within the region, there are three broader, division you can identify. The places there are near replacement level fertility, that means TFR is less than 2. The places where it is approaching replacement level fertility is 2.5. And the places where there are high fertility, above 3.5. These are the two places, Chittagong and Sylhet. If you see the utilization of maternal health care services by this, according to this 5 quintile of DHS, you again see that the poorer are not receiving services as expected, So what was the objective of this study? The government of Bangladesh with the development partners is trying to reach these poor women of quality of maternal health care services. And one option they have introduced, that giving them some sort of financial assistance through a voucher scheme, and whether the women will be coming to these facilities to get, services from trained providers. The reason it was that, over the years, it has been observed that the poorers are not coming to these facilities for two reasons. One is transport-related cost, another is cost related to the medicine and other services. So this project, we were requested by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to look at a small number of area and examine how it can be best implemented, because government had allocated a significant amount of money for this, activity, and the development partners were worried for the last 3 and 4 years why it is not functioning, particularly in the government system. So we took two small areas, two unions. Each union is 30,000 population, so approximately 700 to 800 births are occurring each year. We did pre-test, post-test design, and study duration was 9 months. What we did, we identified all the pregnant women, and out of pregnant women, using some predetermined criteria, we divided them poor and non-poor broadly, and approximately 436 women were identified, more than 435, approximately 500 of them were identified, pregnant women, identified as poor, and we have distributed voucher to them. We have collected information from those women who have received voucher, whether they have utilized voucher or not voucher, after them, duration. And we also interviewed service providers in two unions. The interventions were the strengthening the capacity of cyber service providers with refresher training, and infrastructure was also improved, and creating awareness through BCC activities and reaching these community members through community support groups. And these community support groups were the primarily, you know, vehicular mechanism to identify the poor women refugees. This diagram, it is, you know, it looks at how the women were identified, how the vouchers were distributed, and, you know, how this, you know, formation of CSG are there. A detailed report will be available in POP Council, you know, website. You can read it in 2 to 3 months. And I have that, you know, some handouts are here available. You can take it if you like. So what we determine the cost, you know, this is the government determined cost. For the lab test, it will be approximately $2. For consultation fee, $3. Normal delivery, $7. And $15 for in the C-section, and $22 for complication management, and $88 for medicine and C-section. These are all government determined, you know, fixed cost will be given to the different service provider if they provide these services. And as I mentioned to you earlier, that transportation was a major problem to go, even to the, go to the ANC and PNC visitors. So there was also a fee structure that they will be reimbursed their, you know, transportation cost if they go for ANC or PNC. PNC is virtually zero. ANC is still, you know, 40% to 60%, but PNC is virtually none. And again, these facilities are located on the average 6 to 8 miles from their residence. The mid-level and the tertiary levels are approximately 30 to 35 kilometers from their home. So if you see that, you know, utilization of this after this voucher at the third month of, vouchers were distributed in the third month of this pregnancy, you see 86% visited for the first day, second is 46, but still the third PNC is 20%. So PNC visit is still, you know, limited. Institutional delivery increase, you saw earlier it was 7%, so it is 17%. And delivery assisted by trained person was there 7%, it is 19%. But even if you see the PNC visit, it's increased significantly. 15.5% of them is visited, you know, the PNC. These are the 580 women who receive voucher from, you know, this project. So if you compare with the baseline and end line, this is the, you know, figure. You can see that receive ANC services from trained providers from 41% to 89%. You know, receive iron tablet or syrup is also increased significantly. TT, it remain more or less same because women were taking earlier. From delivery facilities in this particular area, I gave you national level statistics for 7.8, but in this particular area, it is only 2.3, so it increased significantly. And if you look at the also, you know, the treatment from trained providers for complication, it also increased. And then PNC services significantly increased. So what lesson we learn, you know, the, basically what we suggested to the government, these mechanism can be introduced, but you need a systematic way to how this voucher should be distributed. Government were bogged down with the system, how voucher should be distributed among poor women, and they took a lot of time to identifying who are poor and who are not poor. If 67% people are living less than $2 per day, we should not spend enough time to arguing who is poor and who is not poor. Second thing, the involvement of community, they were very much afraid that, you know, the, it will be misused by the different community leaders because for different reasons. So if the community support groups, if they can identify their pregnant women and if they distribute, they can easily track on this system. Modern technology was used a little bit here for transportation purpose. Cell phone was used, you know, and the main mode of transportation is still rickshaw van. But at least rickshaw van drivers have some common cell phone, so they were, you know, reached through this cell phone. And the repayment for the transportation was done at the local level. So the health facilities where they were going, the service providers were given a revolving fund and they were reimbursing them straight away. When we told government that, you know, don't be, you know, worried about those financial, how much loss will be there, you know, if they're always, as you know, in the government system, there are a lot of auditing and other things were there. So fixed rate was, if somebody is coming for ANC, they get 50 taka. They are coming for PNC, get 50 taka. For lab test and other, these are all done in the government system. So there was some incentive for the government officials. From that money was kept in the seed fund, and seed fund has been used for different, you know, improvement of the facilities, including a portion of given to the service providers. And other things, you know, we learned that, you know, hands-on training for FWAs for performing deliveries, normal deliveries at HFWCs, mean the union level facilities, were in increase their, you know, ability. And also periodic refresher trainings also help them to, you know, think about increase their ability, and supportive supervision also needed to improve the quality of counseling services. So thank you for this thing. And what is the next government is thinking to introduce this thing, the larger scale, and also including this voucher scheme to increase the postpartum contraception. As you see, the two areas where we are working, contraceptive use rate is still less than 30, and TFR is 3.7 to reach replacement level fertility in 2015. If we want to do it, if you can, the voucher scheme can be extended a little bit for the postpartum contraception, and subsequently for family planning method, it could be, you know, another vehicle to reach it. But think about, you know, from 140 million, we'll be reaching 220 million in a span of another 15 years. You know, it's really about time. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. That's a very interesting, innovative program for vouchers to increase care. Well, let's move to Kyrgyzstan now. And we have with us Nazgul Azbaskova, who speak to us about improving some emergency maternal care in Kyrgyzstan. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Nazgul Abazbekova, and let me share with you with the result of our work, my colleague.